repeated in the responsorial psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. That's it. That's a basic truth about God. He's good, and he wills the good for us. As we go through life, it's the devil that proposes that what's happening in my life right now is not for my good. Even those difficult things, probably most especially those difficult things, when we get tempted to think God's not being good. He's not good, and this isn't for my good. We're then not looking at our lives with the eyes of faith. It's not easy. I know it's not easy, but that's why we keep repeating over and over. God is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. It's not possible for him not to be good. It's his very nature. And so he desires our good as well. So as we go through our days, when they're difficult, to make those acts of faith. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And he wills what is for my good. And if I stick with it, I can't see it now, but something good can come from this. Something good will come from it. My first funeral here at the cathedral 26 years ago was a 73-year-old man, and the family brought his baptismal candle. It was this big, and we put it on the altar and burned it for the last time and finished it. What he would do is when things got difficult, he would turn the lights off in his house and he'd light his baptismal candle and remind himself that God is light and that this darkness will not last. Darkness will not overcome the light, who's Jesus Christ. And he got encouragement from that. And he was right. The darkness does not overcome the light. Most of us have our baptismal candles in some drawer and we're saving them for something. I don't know for what, but we're saving them. My encouragement to you when it seems dark, pull it out and remind yourself that Jesus is light and good.